This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We had Zach Manassian on yesterday.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I didn't get that one.
Me neither. Probably a mistake I made.
Zach Manassian.
Probably a mistake I made.
Because we didn't have him on. The morning show had him on, and Willard and Dibbs had him on.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Talking about Will Clark. Sticking at the Rafi Devers. Will Clark said that Devers didn't show up 3 days in a row to work at first base. Said he understood because he felt like Devers didn't want it to be a dog and pony show in front of the media. Nevertheless, Will Clark,
okay,
setting a tone. Like, Will Clark can set that tone.
We know. Okay. He's old school, but I would tell Will, hey, I get it. Those were heat rocks. But when you talk about today's player and grabbing him by the neck and all that stuff, thinking it's cute, I don't know. But I will say this. What concerns me or bothers me about this whole thing, Steiny, and hopefully it's a nothing burger, right? They're going for the sweep today is, why was it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Why Friday, when Will got stood up, was there nobody in command to go tell Ralphie, hey, you were supposed to be there. Will was waiting on you. Or somebody tell Will, hey, Ralphie ain't feeling it because it's his old team. Why was it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? That has me scratching my head. One day I get, hey, Steiny was waiting on you, Goo. What happened? You stood him up at the cafeteria. Oh, my bad. But for me to stand you up three times, then something, come on, man.
I'm with you. I don't understand how it happened like that, except there must have been a miscommunication. Let's go to Jan. Right. Jan's in Mountain View.
Our girl.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
I'm fine. How about the two of you?
Hanging in, Jan. Hope you had a happy 4th.
I did. What I want to bring up, and I haven't heard anybody bringing it up, and that is that maybe when Devers was traded, he was already injured, and he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to say that. He wanted to play every day, so he just decided, you know, I'm going to keep this inside of me, and nobody has really, you know, spotted it until he starts to run the bases and that he can hardly move. And I think that he was injured when he got traded to us, perfectly honest. What do you guys think? I mean, it's clear to see, and he doesn't want to take any time off, and he's not going to, you know, he's not going to say anything because he likes it here and he's enjoying everybody around him. But he's not, you know, he doesn't want to take the time off. So I think this All-Star break will do him good, and hopefully it will. So yep. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate the call.
And Steiny, let's just say Jan's right. He is a gamer. And they talked about his time in Boston. He will play injured. He is just such a big commodity for this team, their new toy and future toy. This is the epitome to me of save the player from himself. Now, some stuff may be going on with his groin or back, which now I know Fleming had talked to it. I'm paraphrasing with Shasky and Joe this morning about it could be affecting his back now. But, Steiny, I guess how do you have that conversation to be like, what, 4 days off for the break? Maybe you need eight. Maybe we just, you know, and I get it. You don't want to not have him in the lineup. But, again, we've seen him rounding third being sent home with groin injuries. And I've been in Texas like, was that the right thing to do? But I guess what I'm saying to you is a bunch of nothing and all you listening. Because, Steiny, if you're out there saying you're ready to go, how do we treat you any differently from combat, you know?
I mean, honestly, again, this is one of those things where should he play? Should he not play? Should they shut him down through the All-Star break? Like, they'll figure. Like, that's for them to determine, and they will. And I can't sit here and say they should do this, they should do that. I felt like the Giants, when they acquired Devers, acknowledged he was a little banged up. Like, they kind of knew it, but obviously, it's a temporary thing, so it's not like they wouldn't have made the deal. But no, he does look a little compromised. The one thing I would say is, with all due respect, he's not asked to do a lot. So ask him to hit and run station to station, because you didn't get him here to turn a double into a triple. Mm. But, you know, again, that's easy for me to say. Sitting here. Here's the other thing that, you know, Will Clark and this older generation, i.e. me, we need to get it through our heads that we're not in this one anymore. Will Clark was one of the best players in Giants history. He made $50 million over his career. Devers has already made more than twice that.
And I'm not being a smart
ass.
And
he's set to make another 200 plus million.
But what's your point with that?
My point is that they've got, it's called FU money. Devers doesn't owe anybody anything. Devers is set for the rest of his life. His family's set for the rest of their lives. But generations are.
I just want to jump in.
I'm just sorry. That impacts somebody's attitude, and it should.
This is the love of the game, and he still loves this team like he's still on it. And I'll just say this, not that, like Steiny, I'm looking past the money. There is a part of respect to this, too. Will's taking his time, trying to get back to his team and a player that's trying to try a new position for the first time. So I don't think that's outrageous, and I don't think because Devers is making umpteen times more money than Will's ever made in his career that there's no, like, at the end of the day, it's about respect, and it's about trying to help Rafi better at a position or even start to know how to play a position.
I gotta disagree.
And Will said, manager and Matt Williams, a former player, were like, hell yeah on this.
I don't know how you can take money out of the equation. The guy signed a $300 million contract. He's already made $100 million. Now, I get it. Some guys don't change. And I don't know if Devers changed or not. But the reality of the situation, I'm sorry, is if you're making as much money as Rafael Devers, you don't have to take that from Will Clark. Now, it'd be great if you went out there 3 days and worked with him, I guess. But I'm sorry, I don't think Devers knows who Will Clark is. Former Giant, okay, good player, okay. But we heard the way he talked about Bonds. You think he would have stood up Bonds 3 days in a row? It doesn't feel like it.
But what if Jan is right? And like I said, Steiny, again, I'm just, this whole, everything that I'm talking about and I'm thinking about with Devers and what I'm seeing him do with the plate and he swings the bat like it's a tree trunk, like the dude's strong. So if you got something going on with the lower extremity and now it's starting to impact your bat, I mean, you're playing with dynamite. So I'm just asking you and the listeners, how hard or feasible is it to have a conversation with a guy that might get pissed off? You know, we're going to just sit you down, because I'm starting to think maybe the break is not enough time. And if this lingers throughout the rest of the season and you get minimal returns on your investment.
So what do you want to do? You want to make a decision for the Giants right now to shut Devers down through the All-Star break. It's like, you don't think they're talking about all that, how he feels, whether he can make it through, whether they're worried about him damaging.
Around his reaction to that. And now we're just talking about
three games. Well, maybe they'd say, hey, how's your groin? He's like, you know, it's fine. Well, hey, we're going to give you 3 days off. I'd rather not, but you know what? It's not going to hurt. I mean, I can't make a decision for Devers or the team just based on the fact that the guy's slow as molasses, because I get the feeling he's pretty slow regardless.
And this is just a concern, Stanley. I don't want to be right, but moving forward, you know, what if, like, let me just ask you.
I mean, what if everybody gets hurt?
What if your aunt could have been, I get it.
I mean, when I say, what if Curry gets hurt, everybody goes, well, everybody gets hurt. So why are we worrying more, like, you know, why do you worry about Devers and I worry about Curry?
So I was in Texas for that Sunday game. They sent Devers home and he was out by a mile, right?
Yeah.
So could you imagine had he popped his hammy or something happened to where he was out 3 to 4 months or 6 to 8 weeks, Stani, wouldn't the Giants be looked upon like, what the hell were you guys doing?
I mean,
Can't you give me, I'm giving you worst case scenario, but I'm just telling you how fickle this stuff can get.
I can't. Like, I can't meet you halfway because to my way of thinking, we're dismissing the fact that they have probably talked about it. And they are where they are.
All right.
And
nothing to see here then. Do you think it's impacting him at the plate? I'm starting to think so. And again, he's not terrible.
I can't answer that.
All right.
I don't know. Probably, maybe.
See,
I'm not
I want
sure.
to get to the point to where I know that we've gave you ample time to heal. And if we're talking growing and tissue stuff, like Stani, it might not heal. And maybe that's why he's going out there himself. Like, man, I'm that dude. I can do it. But I'm just telling you from afar, I'm looking like, man, could they squeeze in a little extra rest for him? And maybe the break will be it.
Let's go to Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How are you?
Dynamite.
Nice.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Murillo, our guy.
Hey, one of those potpourri days, so a lot of subjects. But before I get to them, I'm going to call your mouth out. Because you are the flagship of the Valkyries, and your mouths haven't, including you, Evan, haven't said a word about the game that we just put Caitlin Clark in the milk carton again. So, shame on you beforehand.
Hey. Now, you know, we can't ruin the game while it's going on.
Come on, Murillo.
Come on, Murillo.
We were getting ready for it.
Veronica. Veronica Burton, shout out, girl. Nice game. But anyway, guys, Josh for JK, no brainer. Come on. What are we talking about? And I like the Warriors this season because it's always the year after the trade. It's always the year after the trade. So let's bank on that. Maybe all comes and a couple more moves. And I think we're set. We don't need much more than that. Now, on the Will Clark thing, thank you, Stein. It's almost like you set my call up here when you look within. I feel like there's some self-serving ego here, and that's something that grows within us as we get older. I feel like Will Clark is being a little butthurt and egocentric here, and I want to extend the question to you guys. Do you feel yourselves more egocentric as you age? Because I'm going towards there. I'm 37, so I want to know, in the ballpark that you are, do you feel yourself more egocentric? Because I think that's what it is. It's a nothing burger. I agree with you, Stein. The guy makes all that money. He knows how to hit the ball. It's fine. We can make that up later. Doesn't need to be this whole, you know, drama.
Now, Murillo.
Thank you guys for taking my call. No. Appreciate y'all.
I love Murillo.
I got you.
The big part of this from Will, just to me, and I didn't like Will, how he conveyed this message, the next stuff. I'm just saying, He said Melvin and Williams asked him to do that and be there. So if that's the case, Donnie, I do understand Will not being egocentric, because the other part, Murillo and you were spot on. But if Bob set it up and Matt set it up, you got to be there. And if you're not, at least show me the respect to double back to where I'm not doing the same thing Saturday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Do we get more egocentric as we age?
Not me.
Prove it.
I just told you, I went to the motherland, listened to the reverend. Right. But as you get older, I'm putting the phone down. I don't care about clicks. I don't care about what people think of what I'm wearing. You know, I want to do a good show with you. But as you get older, you care about your kids. You care about your future and your 401k. You don't care about the, like, I'm not trying to do that. That's me being.
I let loose.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I just.
Be honest. You're my guy.
Oh, you love seeing your name out there on the internet. That's fine. It's fair. It's fun.
I love seeing my name out. I tweet.
Can I put
a picture up of my kids if that's.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't fall into egocentric, does it?
What?
That put pictures
that
of your
kids?
That
you Google your name 4 times a day?
No, that was my friend June that did it, and you can do it. But nah, come on, Steiny. This is weird. I can't wait to hear Willard and Grandy's take on it.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened with these pros, okay? This is what happened. Melvin and Williams go up to Will Clark and say, hey, what do you think about working with Devers at first base?
Makes all sense in the world.
Will goes, okay, sure, why not? Will Clark shows up to the ballpark. Williams and Melvin are nowhere to be found. He's just standing at first base thinking Devers knows that they told Devers to go work with Will Clark. They didn't. And Will Clark, rather than saying, hey, Bob Melvin, and where's Devers? I thought I was supposed to work with him. At which point they would have said, oh, our bad. We didn't even tell him.
No doubt.
So Will Clark, instead of going to Melvin and Williams, instead waited, wasn't there, and just assumed he got blown off. He comes the next day. Well, now it's almost forgotten. Melvin, I don't believe that at any point during the weekend that Will Clark said to Melvin or Williams, where's Devers? Have you told him we're working out?
And this is not the
That's my opinion.
Shout out Butch. This is not James Logan High School baseball.
Yes, it
varsity.
Is. These guys
that's
don't communicate.
That's where that happened.
These guys don't talk like that.
That's why I guess I'm just enamored with this. Like, and hopefully we're wrong, but Stoney, that happens in Union City American Little League,
right.
Not the major leagues.
You think these guys, everybody thinks these guys are so buttoned up.
Yeah.
And they're so, they know how to run a team and they know how to coach and they do everything right and everybody communicates great. Sorry, that's the difference between great organizations, middling organizations, and bad ones.
I'm not saying the Giants are a bad one.
I'm saying you cannot tell me that Devers knew Will Clark was hanging around first base and said, nah, I'm not doing it.
And help me out, just to take it one step further. The Will Clark I know and I just heard and that I feel like I've known ain't sitting out there, nobody showed, I'm going to bite my tongue, let me just go get a hot dog. Like, I would have been in the dugout and in the clubhouse, like, hey, Steiny, where you at? Oh, my bad, I didn't know. But for him to just kind of wait for 3 days, that's why I feel like we're missing a big part of this story. But from Will's standpoint, Stoney, if I'm the Giants, I wonder if they're like, damn, Will, you didn't have to do like that. You didn't have to say that.
I mean, and I'll tell you this. I don't know about you, but if I'm Rafael Devers,
oh man,
I'm saying I ain't working with this guy.
You got to be kidding me. I get that
now,
there. I get that there.
Let's go to Bruce. Bruce is in Richmond. Hey, Bruce. What's going on, man?
Yeah, sir. Thank you for taking my call. In my opinion, he definitely knew that Will Clark was going to be there, but there's a history with Will Clark, with Jeffrey Leonard and his cousin many years ago. and you cannot erase history. And so if I'm Devers, why would I listen to anything Will Clark has to say? And since when does a giant employee threaten another player? How can you justify that?
That's a very fair point. I really didn't even think about it like that, Bruce, man. In Richmond.
Yeah. But Bruce went way back with the whole Jeffrey Leonard thing.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, after you heard it, your first thing was,
oh my gosh,
you can't tell a guy you're going to grab him by the neck. And I get it's Will Clark, but
it didn't play well.
That's a turnoff.
Yeah. No, man, what a call. What a call. We played it during the break. Like, I didn't hear that part.
Man. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's in San Jose as Ken walks in with his 19th different hat. Okay. Hey, Jonathan.
I might lose you guys. I'm driving through the Caldecott Tunnel right now, so I'm not sure if I'm going to have the best reception.
Yeah, shout out to Arinda.
Yes, Goo. The difference between Goo, people got to remember, Goo, you're one of us. And how you came to be where you are was hard work and dedication, brother. So don't ever feel like you're being something that you're not, Goo. You should be shining a lot more than you like to, but you're a regular guy, so I appreciate your humbleness. However, we're going to get to the other side of the opposite coin of humbleness. You got Will Clark, and boy, was that embarrassing. For the first time in a long time, I thought one of the greats really is embarrassing the fans and the organization. I don't think that was an appropriate way to go about what happened. But again, it's Will Clark. And if anybody knows him and his, media lately, that's his thing. He's a shock guy. And it's kind of getting old, and now it's going to get us more drama than needed. And I'm with you, Steiny. I got to believe if Devers knew, he wouldn't have just stood up Will Clark. I think Will Clark's making more out of this for his own. I think it only benefits Will for this story to come out like this. And, Goo, don't you ever stop, brother. You're our favorite.
Oh, wow. That's my guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What was his name?
He was in the Caldecott Tunnel.
Right, but what was his name?
He's one of the people, Stoney.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And my buddy he just texted me saying the story's gaining traction all over the TV. So I don't know I just don't like what Will said at the end. I'm going to grab you by the neck and make sure you're out there.
He left too many details
out. Like you're the sheriff of something. Yeah.
Well, and you know what? That's the other thing about this. I mean, I got to believe Will Clark is getting paid by the Giants.
Okay.
Right? I mean, he's got to be. So would you really want, I mean, could you ever imagine Melvin saying this about Devers or Matt Williams or Buster Posey or Ron Wotus when he's coaching? Like, I don't think it's a great look for Will Clark. Mm. I really don't. Especially if and when we find out there was a mix-up. And maybe if we find out Devers was lost on this one or didn't know specifically this was all going on, then Will Clark's going to be
I'm covering this beats, Donnie, the first question I'm asking anybody is Devers.
Of course. So and I got a feeling Devers is going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, nobody told me. Mm. That's my prediction. Yeah. That's my prediction on this one.
Can you play it one more time for me, Stoney, the wheel?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
This is what we're talking about. Will Clark talking about ostensibly Rafi Devers standing him up.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to, like, go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field. Right? And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
All right, so that was Will Clark on the Deuces Wild podcast.
That's a hell, Stoney.
Will Clark's a special assistant, by the way. For the San Francisco Giants.
They can fix this and make it mean nothing, but Stoney, that's a nail. And I just got to ask you this again, Daryl Mason, shout out Perry. Who the hell came up to you to apologize? I kind of get that might have happened, but then they're walking on eggshells to tell Ralph you should have been out here. Why not bring them together and say there was a miscommunication?
I don't know.
But who's apologizing to Will to where he's going public with it? But yet still leaving the whole did Ralphie know or not thing alone.
Yeah, somebody on the Apollo crew saying if Will Clark doesn't say grab him by the neck, this wouldn't be a story. Yes, it would. The story still to me is about did Devers actually blow off something that he was told to do or was there a misunderstanding? I do think I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world, but there's got to be more to it. 888-957-9570. Feel free to let me know what you guys think. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. Warrior prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, gift cards to the Valkyries and Laughing Monk Brewery. All you got to do next week is listen every day, 7:30, 12:30, 4:30 for your chance to win. Again, you can win every single day, three times a day, and it all starts Monday.
And that's what life's about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.